As we continue in unknown territory trying to stop the spread of the coronavirus or COVID-19, one situation we're hearing about is the generational divide in reactions, as well as the impact on students, especially in high school and college. This is Lisa Berry, and there has been local and national dialogue that quote-unquote younger people are not taking this seriously. So we reached out to an Eastern Michigan University student, full disclosure, a WEMU student employee, 21-year-old Megan Bouchard. Hi, Megan. How you doing?
Hi, I'm doing all right.
Now, as we know, Eastern is open with modified operations, but really it appears most everyone is gone as classes have gone online, and much of what was scheduled to take place on campus has been canceled. So I have to ask you, why are you still here?
I'm still here because I work here, but I also feel like my learning is a lot better here. But I'm mostly here because if I have any germs or asymptomatic, I don't want to get my dad sick. Because my dad's older, he has asthma. I don't want to bother him or my grandparents that I see often.
So you're staying on Eastern's campus out of consideration for your family.
Yeah.
Are you in an apartment or a dorm?
Yeah, I live on campus in one of the on-campus apartments.
So I'm going to ask the question that everyone's talking about. Are you taking this seriously?
I'm taking this very seriously. It's a kind of affected daily life, but I mean, I know the gravity of it, and I take it seriously. My friends take it seriously. It's different than anything I've ever experienced.
Well, that goes for all generations, I can tell you that. But we're hearing and seeing about spring break, people still on beaches, people still going out. I know you can't really go to bars and restaurants in Michigan anymore, but in other states, and people tweeting like, I don't care, go ahead and get me. So are you hearing any of that in your group of friends or your walk of life?
When it started, I think we all made jokes like that because I don't think it was going to be like this. We didn't think it was going to be that serious. But a lot of the things that people do that are around my age to cope is make jokes like that. So as much as maybe, let's say, more than half of them are taking it seriously, a lot of people are going to joke about it.
What's it like on campus for you?
It's a ghost town. When I walk around, it's a few minutes until I see a few other people, and when I do, we all say hi to each other. So
even if you know them or don't know them?
I mostly don't even know them. So it's like being on a small campus, it's even a smaller world. So we all just are kind of sticking together, I think.
And I don't want to single out Eastern, but that's where we are. We are still seeing students out there who are touching each other and are in close quarters, even though we're supposed to be 3 to 6 feet away. 6 feet is ideal. Are you seeing that?
Not more than usually. I mean, I do see people holding hands. I do see people joking around. I mean, everyone's walking closely. They're eating together. But I don't see a whole lot of rapidly, I guess, stupidity.
So you reached out to your friends and asked them about this. What kind of response did you get?
They're all really worried. I have a friend that's pre-med, and all of his plans now might be put back a year because he's got trials to do, and all of my friends are kind of in the STEM. My one friend, she's in the biology department, and all of her testing, she does not want to be ill-prepared for when she goes out into the workforce after graduation. And so it's just kind of all affecting all of us.
And you have a brother who's a senior in high school?
Yes, my brother is a senior in high school. And he kind of started making jokes about it, like, you know, 3 weeks ago, I think. And, you know, it was funny then. But then as soon as school was over, he realized, like, oh, this is my senior year. I don't get to go to prom. Graduation's going to be different. They don't know what's going on. So I think he realized that it's a lot more serious than he thought it was before.
I know for me, here at WEMU, I know we have a community that's counting on us, so I've put a lot of my energy and focus into connecting with that community and trying to make a difference and help people. Being the optimist that I am, I'm thinking we're all going to come out better. We have an opportunity to come out better on the other side of this. But as a 21-year-old, have you taken that look, and what are you seeing?
I mean, I think I've kind of taken it one day at a time. Yesterday it was announced that the rest of the semester is going to be online. So I have to think about if I can stay here on campus or if I have to move home, what that's going to be like if I can't work here and have to find another job, if I can find another job, and just kind of what the rest of my education here is going to be like.
Are you committed to staying around?
Yeah, I've kind of been saying no surrender.
Aha, that's your mantra, no surrender.
My mantra is no surrender. So until the president says, Megan, you have to move out, I will be staying in my little apartment until then.
Before we started recording, you mentioned something about 9/11 and that experience. How old were you when that happened?
I was like 2 years old, maybe. Yeah, 2-3 years old.
Do you have any memory of it?
No, I have like the memory, like what my mom told me, what happened when she saw it happen. And then like from the, I don't really remember it, but I know that like what was going on in my house. Like we were coloring and we were looking at our little TV that we had in the kitchen and she saw it happen. And things like that have just kind of been different. I mean, people that are a few years older than me have a different childhood than I did.
And do you think that experience is having an impact on how they're responding to the coronavirus?
Yeah, I think, I mean, since 9/11, it's just been constant this, this, and this. I mean, if you think about it, there's more and more terrorism, school shootings, and we haven't been able to come up with a proper way to cope with that other than humor. So using humor, as inappropriate as it can be and insensitive as it can be, it has kind of been a tool to get through life. And I mean, I do think people are taking this seriously, and obviously people are taking school shootings and terrorism seriously, but it's kind of the only asset we have to get through the day.
So maybe it appears that the younger generation is not taking it seriously, but they are.
Yeah.
They just have different coping mechanisms than the rest of us. But yet we're still seeing people on, as you said, walking around holding hands and out on beaches. And
taking flights, too. Someone I know recently has just been flying around because flights are so cheap.
And they're not concerned.
I don't know if they are or not, but it seemed like they're having a good time.
Do you think it's an age thing that they think they're invincible?
I think it's part of that, but it's also one of those things where it's like, if you're not wealthy, if you don't come from a wealthy family, if you don't have the money to travel, all of a sudden flights are $19. You can fly, you can take these experiences that you wanted to take, but you were, you know, at a level of economic disadvantage before. So I have sympathy for them, but at the same time, I kind of frown upon it because who knows who they're infecting.
But they're going to live life while they can.
Yeah, I guess so.
So, Megan, you're a 21-year-old student, and I have to tell you, my motherly instincts are kicking in here, making me wonder, is your mother worried about you?
She's worried about me, but she's under the belief that I'm safer here because no one's here, and there's, you know, not as many germs around, kind of, because not everybody's touching everything, but it's safer for me here, to her belief, because I mean, if I go home, I'm with my family constantly, and she's taking care of my grandparents by bringing them groceries because they're in their 70s and their 80s and, you know, they're their immunity's not that great. You know, she doesn't want me to bring anything to them, and she's working in healthcare, but also, you know, taking care of them. And so luckily she didn't lose her job or was laid off. She's able to continue to work even though surgery centers are closing, and she's doing the best she can. So as a mom and a daughter.
So she thinks you're better off being away from home at this time.
Yeah, I mean, as much as my mom would love me to be home so she could make me soup and just kind of like watch movies with me and just kind of keep me at the, you know, eye level that she has my brother, she knows that I got to graduate. I got to do my classes because I can't do it at home when we've got our dog and other distractions at home.
Are you doing them? Are you doing the online classes?
Yeah, it's different. I kind of struggle with the online classes, but it's fun in like a way that like I have a different routine, kind of switching it up, and I can't skip class, so I have to do it. And I think it's a little more serious.
What's your major?
Film.
Okay.
It's different in the sense that like when I would go to class, we would watch a movie and then we would discuss. And now my professors have had to show us how to access movies online. And these are older movies, they're international films, they're just not on Netflix. So we have to use external tools and maybe even pay for things if we want to. And it's just kind of been altered so we can watch what we need to do and discuss what we need to discuss. So it's just different for me.
So you're taking it seriously. Are you coping? Are you okay?
I'd say I'm coping. I'm taking a lot of baths and watching movies that make me happy. And I call my mom a lot. So I talk to her and we text. So it's like as things happen. I've also kind of stopped going on social media.
Why is that?
Because when I go on social media, it's a lot of, I guess, like fear-mongering. Mm. And it's not that the jokes bother me, but I'm a very empathetic person. So when I see someone's like, oh, I'm so glad you went on a vacation. My grandpa just died. Mm. I see that and I know it's so much more real than I thought it was like a month ago. So it, you know, it hurts me in a way that I see it. I recognize it, and then I'm just kind of like, I have to step away from it, because I feel like if I watch and read constantly all day long, I'm just going to be, like, empty.
Self-care is so important at a time like this.
So important.
Well, we're here for you, Megan Bouchard, and Eastern Michigan University student, WEMU employee. Thanks so much for joining us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you.